Blog Talk Radio.
Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Keep on believing.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. You know this ain't a game. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
I found the son of man, I'm soul abound. The number seven, I'm heaven bound. For reading his scripts, I got the sonship. Used to doubt his word, then I flipped the script. Now I get his love, mercy, power. Every second, minute, hour, and now I know how a man could be so grand. Once you surrender, throw up your hands.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up. Throw your hands up, throw your hands up. In order to say the game, throw your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
What?
Looking for a change,
throw your hands. You could go from grieving to achieving when you keep on believing.
Keep on believing.
What?
Keep on believing.
No matter what you're going through, just
keep on believing.
I know it gets hard and everything, but just
keep on believing.
Come on. You got more faith than that. You gotta keep on believing, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Keep
Let's
on believing.
Running game, no tricks up my sleeve. I just call his name, have faith, believe. You might take a fall, get up, achieve. Get back in balance, use your talents. Let your oil burn, your light shine. Fast forward, forget to rewind. Leave the negative people behind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can go from grieving to achieving when you keep on believing.
If you praise in his name, yo, your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
What?
Throw your hands up.
You know this ain't a game.
Throw your hands up.
Throw your hands up.
Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room, which used to be Care to Read Room, which is now Oracle Readings. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani and saying welcome to the teachers. Teachers unite all over the nation. We're calling on all the teachers this evening. We'd like to have you call in. Now, we are going to continue on with the talk about housing rights and issues. Now, last night we had our Mrs. Brown, who gave us almost her whole segment about her ordeal in the industry of real estate and as well as a homeowner. And ladies and gentlemen, you know it is your right to be a homeowner. It is your 4th and 15th Amendment to have liberty and pursuit of happiness and the right to property. That's right. You were given that in the Constitution. So why don't you exercise your constitutional rights? Get a pocket Constitution and read it. Not only just carry it around, read it and be familiar with your rights. Tonight we're going to be taking on the subject of courtroom procedures and how do you approach the courtroom. Now, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And we have to understand that in order to be on the offense, we cannot be, in order to be on the defense, we cannot be on the offense. And we have to take a more logical position. and be proactive instead of reactive. And what most of us are doing are reacting to all of the situations when they come in to take our property. They assume because they're a big institution that we're going to be reactive and we're going to react on everything they say instead of getting together and doing campaigns of letter writings and writing documentations to our senator, to our congressman, and calling the White House. Did you not know that the White House has a number you can call for concerns that you might have? They also have a website where you can type in your complaint. And if you did not realize that NAACP also has a complaint department if you have an issue. Now, I know you've been going to legal aid and you haven't been getting very much help lately, and a lot of you don't qualify. But you have to understand, when you cannot find a lawyer that will take your case on a sliding scale basis, then you have to challenge and champion that case yourself. Now, I know you don't have to be your own physician, but some of us don't have a choice when we're trying to fight for our property. Go and get an advocate and take that advocate with you and let that advocate stand alongside you while you vindicate and mediate your case. It's very important that you should understand, ladies and gentlemen, you have due process. And when you don't exercise your due process rights, they think you're ignorant. But you won't know you have these rights until you read about the procedures in the courtroom. You won't know that your rights have been violated until you go and read some annotated notes. Now, I want to call on all the teachers today because most of you teachers don't realize that you were targeted. That's right, you were targeted for predatory lending and for these balloon payments that are adjustable arms. You were targeted. And that's a discrimination when you were purposely chose as black women. And because they knew that you had good credit scores, reasonably good credit scores when you started, they knew that eventually by the time your loan adjusts, it would not still continue to be a decent credit score because you won't be able to refinance. Now, we know that the banks were sued and that they were mandated to come in and offer you modifications, offer you short sales, deed in lieu, and there were some HOFR programs out there initially. However, they fooled a lot of people. They made them think they were on a government HOFR program. They went out and found a buyer for the home and couldn't get a decent appraisal, or they lost the appraisal and they couldn't proceed in underwriting. Well, I have been through several modifications where you have the trial period and you pay the money for the trial period with your escrow, money in for taxes, a home association, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and woo, 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 and all the things that go with it. And you find yourself going through the three-month trial period, and you are paying exceptionally more than what you normally would pay for your mortgage. And while you're in the middle of going through this modification, you're in underwriting, you think everything is going along smooth, suddenly two things could possibly happen. Either that mortgage company sells your mortgage company or merges on with another corporation, or possibly he could tell you that you're in underwriting and we're waiting for the decision, and because it has not come, we decided to foreclose on you while in process. Wrong. Exceptionally wrong. There are some laws that governs you while it governs your rights while you're in underwriting. They cannot have you in a modification in underwriting, processing all the papers and putting all the documents together while down in room 102, they are proceeding to foreclose on you. That is what is called, in the letter of the law, not according to OMI, double tracking. And you can prove that by pulling out those cases to represent in case law. And I want you to be familiar with them. I can't tell you what the cases say, but you can look up case law under that, double tracking. That double tracking will show that you were misled, that they were cahooting, working together to pretend to be giving you relief in a modification while at the same time proceeding to foreclose on you. They deem, and the laws deem, that that is a no-no, and it is illegal, and it is grounds to cancel out any particular sale on a property that goes to foreclosure. Now, let's talk about it today. What are some of the things that could stop an actual sale from transacting that someone who falsely, unlawfully, unauthorized, sold your house through a foreclosure. What are some of the things that will make it null and void? Let's take a look. First of all, let's talk about contracts. We talked a little bit about that last night. We know that a contract isn't a contract if a person doesn't, if two people don't have a meeting of the mind, and that there's no vague information that's hidden from the seller or the buyer that has not been talked about or flagged. We know that a contract cannot remain a contract if it is, if there's details hidden in the contract that are not revealed, and that the person that has a fiduciary responsibility, say fiduciary, if you are knowledgeable and have all understanding of real estate, you have a fiduciary responsibility to make it plain to your client or the buyer to beware. And it's not a take all or leave. You are, have a fiduciary responsibility to explain to that buyer all of the beware areas that they may want to take a second look at, and as well as letting them know that in relieving their signature is causing, is allowing you or allowing the actual mortgage company to execute on their behalf as a trustee. You have to make the buyer, you have to make the buyer alert of this so they have a choice to say no. I like more conversation on it. It doesn't sound correct. It's too vague. I like more conversation. Let's revisit it later. But you have to flag it because of your fiduciary responsibility. And if you don't, you can be held as clouding up that contract or covering up something and making it vague so it will not be discussed. Now, what are some of the things that the judge might want to take a look at? Here you are, and the so-called person who made a purchase of your property while you're still in it, and you're holding the deed to it. Now, how is it that you could be holding the deed and he has the deed or she has the deed too? It sounds like the deed has become clouded and there's some issues with who actually owned it. Now, that's wherein lies the problem. Throughout court, you can go through court, and there could be many circumstances where the court orders or the plaintiff's attorney could order to vacate the property and give you the right to the deed and issue you a title clear and free. And they've done that. And when they do that, they don't let them sell you this the notion that, oh, you was in bankruptcy, so we had to stop the proceeding and we vacated the issue. That is not always the case. If your bankruptcy has long been discharged and you have already had a buy and a pass on the fact that you were going through a bankruptcy discharge, if they come back later and they vacate the order to proceed with foreclosure because they're giving you the title free and clear, then you have an issue. You now own the title. They gave it to you for some reason. Either they made a mistake or they made a blunder, and they're trying to correct it. And when they give you that title back and they order the share sale to become null and void, and if they also order you to go get a title that's free and clear, then you own that property because your name is on it and you've been deeded and titled that property. Now, how in the world can they take that property and put it in REO in their stockpile of inventory and take it out for someone else to showcase in a foreclosure when you have been given the proper title to that property? How did they get access to the title when you're holding it? Now, how, better yet, did they get the note? And I don't mean just a copy of the note. I mean the original note with your wet signature on it, and I mean the original title. How is it that they did a transaction, a sale, to that new so-called owner if they did not provide them with the original debt and your wet signature, then execute a receipt of sales saying paid in full to that so-called new owner and a copy sent to the original owner stating you're now relieved from this debt because it's been paid in full, letting them know you sold the property. If you don't receive that in the mail, then no property has transacted. Then you have a right to ask that so-called new owner for a bill of sales and the original note that you had on the house with your wet signature. If they can't produce those documents, they don't have a transaction. They have just conducted something unauthorized, unlawful. And you must know these things. Now, I'm not teaching on the law. I'm teaching around it. These things are available for you to read, and they're listed in your document. You can find them in the real estate, in the contents of the real estate. But you have to know these things. Now, those are some things you can bring up to the judge. Here's another one. When you purchase your home, you immediately go over and sign up for a homestead reduction in your taxes. And the criteria for the homestead is that you must have ownership and live in the home in order to receive a homestead reduction in your taxes. Now, if your property has been sold away from you and some other bank or mortgage temporarily owns it or has access to it, my question is, how did they get a homestead reduction on it if you are the one staying in it? And how did they get a reduction to pay the taxes because you are the one staying in it? You're the only one that can get the homestead reduction. And if you get the homestead reduction, it comes in your name. They don't have access to the homestead reduction. They're riding off of your homestead reduction. There should be a law against them paying taxes on your property and taking advantage of your homestead and writing off the reduction of taxes. So we got some things going on, and the judge has got to be alert to notice that you just had a transaction of your so-called property, which was illegally done, unlawfully done, unauthorized done, through either a securitization or a monetization. When your signature is monetized, you have just sealed your fate in giving them the signature that will release the monies to pay that house off. And the bank has a win-win situation because after he gets your securitized signature, he then proceeds to collect money from stock. He then proceeds to collect money from the REO. He then proceeds to collect money from the so-called owner and also from the FIDC, which I at this particular point, it's an acronym that means something, which I can't recall right now, but he collects money from all those entities. So that bill has been paid more than one time. Now, there is a department that releases mortgages. After a case has been finalized, there's a department that you can write and call and say, hey, release my mortgage stating paid in full. I would think if you've been given a title to your property and a stay has been added to any type of summonses or liens against you for foreclosure, at that particular point, you should be able to write into the records department and ask for them to release the bill of sale on that property stating paid in full because that property has been paid off. And why are they still collecting on the debt? Because they still hold the debt? Then they need to show you the debt and show you the original signature. So then if they cannot show you the original signature and cannot prove that there ever was a debt or that it was in their possession at all times, not necessarily a debt that they say that is in someone's safe, locked away, they must possess it at all times once they tell the judge that I have the debt and it's in my possession. They literally tell the judge that they're carrying the debt and they have the note and that they have the title. And if they don't, they're committing fraud. And literally, the judge will be invading a potential prisoner for lying, stating he's got these documents in their possession. You could also do a forensic investigation and track where your loan has been and what has happened. And it will show, you could do not your loan, it will show where that legal possession of title D was at and has it broken continuity and has it been taken out of their possession at any given time. And if it has, then they cannot prove that they've held the documents in their possession at all times. Now, let me slow down a little bit. I want to get to call on the teachers in here a little bit. And we won't be taking any phone calls right now for the fear of not being able to get you on. We have some kind of technical problem with our phone lines where you cannot push the button and bring in a speaker. But you'll have Omi here. We just want to take a few moments to give praise and worshiping because we know that we're about to go and present ourselves and stand and deliver. So we want to call on our Most High to be able to support us in what we're doing. So if you'll stand with me for 1 minute as we give offering all the through our way, we call on our ancestors, our Mother Spirit, and our Father Spirit, and all the through our way. We pour libations to the east.
Be still and know
call on
them with you.
In a position
be still and know that I am here.
We call on you, my
be
aunt.
Still and know. That I am with you. Be still, be still. I know.
And let the Most High minister to you.
When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame, be still and know that I.
Now, I'd like to say for the record, ladies and gentlemen, that prayer is always in order whenever you're going to do battle and you position yourself and lay down strategic planning for what you're about to do. You act it out in the spirit so that it will come to pass in the natural. It's very vital that most of you understand that you never go out without touching and agreeing. When one or two are gathered together, ask for anything in his name, it shall be done. And he will be in the midst of them, he, she, or it. It's important that we should understand and honor our ancestors. So I'd like to honor my ancestors today who's brought me thus far. I'd like to honor Oladulamare, which is also known as Akamare, a higher force. In the triad is Ilede, Ori, and Oladulamare. And I'd like to honor my mother spirit, Yaminye Obatala. And I'd like to also say that I do nothing in my strength. Strength that I draw is from the ancestors who have set precedence for me. I'd like to also say that we are going to unite ourselves in a communal setting. Today is a candlelight service for all of those who have lost their properties through false and illegal seizure, foreclosure. To those mothers and fathers who have went down that trail of tears, and some of them did not return from the miry clay, to Michelle Brown's mother who did not return after leaving her home and who lost her life in the battle of fighting for her property. We would stand in position for those people. I am a war veteran, and I am a civilian who served overseas with my country and supported my country. I carried a class action case for 8 other women. We were victorious in our effort after 5 years of fighting to show that a group of women who were committed to holding up a department were eligible for their promotions after having a hostile takeover of our department. I say that each and every one of you, even if you do have to carry your cases in pro se, you might have to stand tall and stand and deliver like Harriet did. There was no one with Harriet when she went in the Underground Railroad, but there was always someone to meet her there. And God always created a ram in the bush and a way of escape for her. She never ventured to step away from the voice. She only listened to the voice. And I'm telling you to listen to the voice in the wilderness. Let the Spirit speak to you and guide you. If you want to fight in pro se, I say you should stand and deliver. Do not lay down and let your children see you give up your birthright. We have not fought for a lot of things. Now the streets are full of protesters. I am so happy that our children are rising up, and we will call them glory. I am so happy that people are fed up and they want change. And I say that a change is going to come. a change is going to come. And I'm so happy that groups of teachers have come together all over Los Angeles, and don't they look good? Because teachers can do anything. We build the babies. We develop the teachers. We develop the professors. We are the teachers who make the world. And because we make the world, consideration ought to be given to us and not stupidity of trying to undermine us by doing predatory lending. Hold tight. Things in a spiritual realm, they're already worked out in the natural. I know Tahuti is sitting in that judge seat. I know Mayat is ruling and residing over those courts officials. So we bring Tahuti and Mayat with us, and we ask Tahuti to show himself strong, and may he be the vocal chorus and the voice for all the nation, and may he rise up and decree a thing, and whatsoever thing he decrees, it will come to pass. We will decree that thing in the spirit, that on Wednesday we will be victorious, we will be courageous, and we will magnify the Most High, and we will set the course for the next generation and for the next century, that all falsification of loans, deeds, titles, and false foreclosures will cease. Every man and woman who has lost their property to this illegal seizure and authorization will cease to exist. They will not have the authority to stockpile anyone's property and lie and falsify information. The imprisonment of these people will not be enforced by the judges. The judges will give us favor. The judges will rightfully render a verdict, and the judges will give proper due process hearing. And everyone henceforward, from this day forward, will be given legitimate time to present their case, present it at the face value, and not have it slung all over judicial procedures. And we say to those judges who have falsified information and those lawyers who have lied and covered up and concealed, we say woe unto you, because you will be chastened in due time. And we say to every one of those mothers who have lost children in a trail of tears as they've traveled from their homes. No one has talked about this. They've covered up this myopia, but it will not be covered up. The myopia will be televised, because it will be told here in the Oracle readings on a daily basis until the trial. And we will come forward to expediently discuss what has gone wrong in our society, where we have to steal and rob and murder and take away property from people. Well, it's bad enough to go over into Africa and to rape Mother Africa and to conceal and to bring in deadly chemicals and warfare to take the people's land. But it's even worse to take away civilians, military who have held up their end of the bargain, military people who have been property of the military, who are still yet, for all intents and purposes, property of the military because of the things that they still own of ours. We want to warn some and alert others. Military, you need to stand with us on this one. I stand strong and acted as a chaplain to support all you military people on the 414 BSB battle, as we prayed for you as you went on the battlefield and touched and agreed with your families and ministered to your wives and husbands, these were times when you were in need of me. Now I'm in need of you, soldiers. Do I have one soldier that can stand with me today? If this soldier should stand and should fall, who will step in for my place? And who will stand in and continue this race? Because we cannot slack and stop now. We have got to carry this thing because justice has to be brought to ruins. And we have to show the house of Jacob their transgression. So I say, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. And we say to those soldiers who are still yet on the front line, we are holding down the front line as teachers here. When we go abroad, overseas to Europe, we go abroad as civilians, but we come back as real soldiers, deputized as real soldiers, because we have fought in many battles in the institution called JAG, and we have held up the banner, and we have assisted and aided wounded families, and we have brought their children in and became surrogate advocates to them. So we have fought a war, Obama, and we have fought on the front line whether or not you know it or not, and we deserve all the benefits that they ought to give us. And then they need to also protect our homes under the SCRA, and we should have protected homes. We shouldn't come here from the military during wartime, 9/11. We were the last to leave. And when they took and removed every one of the families that were American off the base, our family was yet standing, and no one would find it in their heart to protect a family who had held down not only the Child Development Department, but held down all of the PXs and the stores that we ran. We were forced to be reckoned with. Yes, our family was. We came as a pair in supporting the military. You would think at a time like this we would be commemorated and honored, but we came back to no jobs and not even unemployment with our things left behind. But yet they think that when you decide to give favor to some, civilians should be protected and their households too from any foreclosure. And that is something I'm going to continue to fight for. The civilians will have that same right. I'm a retired veteran now, a retired school teacher. I should have the same rights under the retirement for the veterans. My brothers fought in the Vietnam War. My uncles fought in World War II. So I'm a longtime veteran. So I hope when I transition this earth, you will bury me with honors and remember the work that I did for the teachers across the nation and for the soldier females who were going through as well. And for the chaplain work that I did in your ministries and in your churches to help your families through. We tend to forget the work that an advocate, a true advocate, does for a race of people when they have hardship and need help. Where is the NAACP? Where are the organizations that can stand with you? Will they be there, and will they stand and hold the line down? That is the question. And the question here today is to be or not to be African. I say I'm going to stay African. However, I want you to know, Caucasian people, you're struggling too. And a lot of you are losing property and losing consciousness as well. And you've reached out to us, and we have accepted you and helped you without any consolation. If you see your people doing something wrong to a race of black women, you ought to stand up and be enraged about it. And you ought to put your foot down for those women who've gone abroad to take care of babies, soldiers, and children and families. You ought to put your foot down, and you ought to demand that we have the same rights. We shouldn't have to be treated indifferently like we were not on government official orders. We had no choice but to go when the red, white, and blue called us to come and be there at certain 100 hours and to serve under certain conditions during wartime. Now, I'm a little bit upset about this, as you can see, because our family suffered quite a bit. And during the time Christmas came, we were behind walls. And we could not even come home with our loved ones. And we spent more time than what was necessary there. And the only way we got out is that the Germans saw fit to send us home and to pack our things up. But the military knew we needed help. We called out on every radio we could for help to deliver us so that those sleepers would not overtake us in that community in Bat Kurzner. I'm saying this because I want you to know that we have got to stop functioning as third world countries and have got to start to be the United States that we claim to be, where liberty and justice and the pursuit of happiness and to land for everyone exists. Those who even come over here on ships and those who even stow away over here, they have better rights than the minorities have here. Well, people are tired of it. They're tired of it, and they want minorities to have the same rights because we helped to build this country. So this land is our land, and we deserve a piece of it. And anyone that seeks to stockpile it and take it from us, God will take all of it from your children's children down to the third generation. And those who hate him, he will hate them down to the third generation. So be careful of how you treat one of God's finest. He said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. I decree this day that this battle will be won in the courtrooms of Hammond, that this battle that we are raging will bring the battle to them, and that we will stand tall, and Tehuti will speak for me, and Maya will bring precedence there, and everything that needs to be shown will show up that day and show the fraudulent behavior of these so-called mortgage companies who are falsifying information to get deals done and to sell property illegally. Our country should be enraged about it. But I say this much, we will have the victory. And teachers, you ought to band in solidarity. You ought to unify yourself. Unify yourself. Bring yourself together like we did when we stood and held the line here in Gary, Indiana, against the injustice for teachers. Now it's time to stand for the injustice of mortgages that are raised against teachers. It's time for us to stand up with the Los Angeles sisters. Where are my Los Angeles sisters? Raise your hand, sisters. If you're in the nation or in the house, raise your hand. Because we know you're going through, and you've been holding down the line. So it's now time for Gary, Indiana, to hold down the line, Hammond to hold down the line, Merrillville to hold down the line. Because we say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Don't let them intimidate you with malice in their heart. Don't let them overtake you by bringing in sheriffs and bringing in people to do harm. I say the sheriffs will be as meek as a lion. They will not have the authority to lift their hand or to lift their billy club. I say that they will be nullified and all signs and sales will be null and void. I decree it. Whatever I decree in the spirit will come together in the path of the natural. I decree that this judge will set precedence here in Hammond for all illegal potential foreclosures. I pray that he will lay the law down, and that those who would seek to do anything injustice, such as stealing people's property through pistol-whipping people, will stop this day. I decree it. And I say to this day that I pray that the teachers who are wondering, should I stand up? I fight when I can't find a lawyer. I say stand up and deliver. Be like Harriet Tubman. Don't be afraid, because there's more with you than against you. There are teachers everywhere. We build these institutions. We develop these children. We are the ones who have a heart for the spirits of the children, and we ought to be protected, and we ought to be given rights when we go abroad and not segregated and wiped off of the map for benefits and not decreed and depreciated of all of our rights. We are not to be stripped down of our rights. Well, you cannot strip a colonel, because a major general and a major colonel came to shake my hand one day to exonerate me, to lift me high for carrying down a department 10 hours a day. Fiercely, tirelessly, I gave to the military. They know who they are, and I want to thank you, Colonel Kittle and